Wyoming. Tom Berman
joining us here on the program. Tom, always good to have you on the show. What's going on today? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing all right. David H., prompt as always on time, so
he's got. Always.
Yeah, he's got to get his soda and his snacks ready to go.
I'm old and crippled, so let's just make some allowances, okay?
Well, I'll give you that. You are old and crippled.
Tom, the Cowboys got a nice win last night in the first round of the CBI. I guess, you know, a couple of different things, but how pleased were you that, you know, they chose to come out, they played like, you know, it was a meaningful basketball game for them, however it may be perceived. They came out and seemed like they wanted to play.
I was very happy for them. You do not want to finish the year and go into the summer finishing and performing like you did against Air Force. That was beyond atrocious. And you know what? As hard as it is for our fans and our people to watch games like that at the Mountain West Conference Tournament, it's hard on those kids. And they needed to get that taste out of their mouth, and they needed to go into the summer and believe they're better. Because when you're dealing with, you know, young people, a lot of the success is dependent upon what they think of each other. So we needed to get that taste out of our mouth. I was happy they came out and played hard and played smart, and I would expect they'll do the same thing on Monday.
I'm just happy that somebody has referred to somebody other than me as beyond atrocious. That was rough.
That was bad. I've watched a lot of bad stuff in my time, both football, basketball, soccer, doesn't matter. And I don't know if I've ever seen a team get down 25-0. And really, sometimes you miss shots that are close, or you're like, we're gonna be all right. You knew it was not gonna be all right. It was like, wow, this is bad, and it's only getting worse.
As I look at the bracket for the CBI and you know, see the upcoming matchups, obviously they're going to host UMKC on Monday. As long as Wyoming wins, are you planning on having home games until that best of three series, which obviously goes home, away, home, or however they do it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll bid for them, and you know, we'll meet the minimum bid. Doesn't mean we'll get the home game, but when you look at that bracket, I think there's a realistic chance that we could be at home if we continue to win. But, you know, you don't know exactly how these decisions are made and what goes in behind the scenes. So we'll make the bid to play the UNIT. We'll exceed, in the WNIT's case, we'll exceed the minimum bid every time. And our goal is to play at home as long as we can.
Are you a big fan of the Flames now that you're in the CBI?
you know, I didn't even notice that till this morning. I have, if we played UIC, I'd be fine with that. I mean, we better win, though.
No pressure, Coach Edwards.
that would drum up, I think, a little bit of interest if Wyoming and UIC played. That'd be something.
It would. I think our fans would enjoy it. Yep.
Can you break down
the... You know what? Bottom line is this. Coach McLean was here for a long time, and he did a great job. We won a lot of games. I mean, when you look back to the 2002 season, that's one of the highlights of Wyoming history. So we should embrace him. I should embrace him. And situations where you say thanks for all that you did.
Can you break down the monetary value for CBI bids? What is it that you have to come up with minimum, and how that changes for semifinals and championship games?
Well, the first two are $40,000, so you bid $40,000, and after that, I'm winging this a little bit, but I think it goes to $50,000. But there, after the first two rounds, there is some negotiation that can occur. They don't allow any negotiation in the first two rounds. So we will have some dialogue with the people at the Gazelle Group, which is the company that runs this, and we'll figure out what it's going to take and how we can, because we're going to lose about $20,000 a game on the first two rounds, or at least we lost probably $20,000 last night. Let's say we lose $15,000 on Monday. We got to figure out a way to get that back. And from what the people in Nevada told me, they were able to pull some of that money back in the later rounds. So we'll try to pull it back by negotiating with them.
Yeah, I read a story in the Reno paper that what they're going to make more. They made more off of their CBI bid last year than what they're going to make in the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah. Now the NCAA tournament you know, you get
it's
paid
different.
Out
yeah.
in increments over a 6-year period. So you end up ahead, but yeah,
right.
they did really well in the championship series against Morehead State last year. I would hope our fans would embrace it, but I have no idea how that will go. But if we're lucky enough to get in that position, we will use Nevada as a model because they made a lot of money.
Tom, looking back at, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, you guys at Laramie have got to feel really good where you sit right now. You're coming off a Mountain Division championship in football. You've got Josh Allen coming back for his junior year. I don't know if he'll stay past that, but lots of excitement there. You've got a basketball team that won 4 more games this year than they did last year under a new head coach, although there were some low points. But you've got 5 new players coming in next year, 2 that are redshirted this year, and you got 3, you know, new players coming in. And you got a women's basketball team that finished 2nd in the, you know, regular season with, and the last 5 games or 4 games didn't have their star player who will return next year. And you got the new AA coming about, and you got the, you know, the high altitude center under construction. You got to feel really good about where you sit right now.
I do. We're positioned well for success, and you know, it's exciting. You know, I'm very confident Coach Bull has football going in the right direction. You're right about men's basketball. There were times this year where we got really excited, and then there were times where we didn't play very well. But part of that was we didn't have a lot of experience. We didn't have a lot of senior leadership. We got to develop that this year. And obviously, Coach Ligurski, let's make the assumption that Liv comes back healthy. They could be really good next year. And so we're excited about next year. And that's part of the reason, Dave, why playing in the CBI was important. You know, some people drill down too much into the money. I mean, people forget we spend money to send wrestlers off and divers off, and we spend money to compete in postseason in a lot of sports. So paying money to play in the CBI when you have a very young team probably makes good business sense long term.
Couple things real quickly, Tom. You mentioned the WNIT. You'll go beyond the minimum bid there. If the Cowgirls win, it's a likely game, maybe against BYU. They're hosting Washington State. How do you think that'll go?
Well, I 2 things. I think if we win, we'll host.
Okay.
Would say that if I was betting, and I it's hard for me to say this, I would bet BYU wins at home, and we host BYU here in Laramie.
When would that game be? Because the windows there are Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I think, Tuesday. If that happens, when would that game be?
Nothing official, but it'll happen quickly. It'll be, if I was betting, I bet it'll be Saturday.
Okay. And then we talked about it the last few days with regards, and we'll leave you with this one. Commissioner Thompson made some comments about, you know, talking over with 80s and presidents in the conference when the TV contract with CBS is up in 2019-2020 about the options that are there and maybe getting off of TV altogether and go streaming. What are the conversations? Is that just early going? And what kind of things are being discussed, if you can tell us?
Well, we have had dialogue with CBS in particular and ESPN, but primarily in the short term, or in the recent term, CBS. The situation is this. Each school is taking home roughly $1.1 million a year on the television deal. Boise State generally makes more than that, probably in the neighborhood of $1.8, $1.9 million. So it's a lot of money. But what the TV entities, both ESPN and CBS, value is that late window slot and Thursday-Friday games, which we fought hard to avoid the Thursday games. We have allowed them to broadcast some Friday games as part of the contract. But the problem is, for most of the schools, the Mountain West, especially the Mountain Time Zone schools, it is very difficult to build fan bases when you're playing night games in late October and into November. I mean, for us in particular, it's really devastating. And so as you go forward and you negotiate and you hear the CBS and ESPN talk about the value of this partnership is almost exclusively driven by that evening window and those Friday night games. You know where they're going, and they're going to recommend or propose at some stage a contract that has more night games in it. And they may give us more money, we don't know, but we can't, at least from my perspective, from the University of Wyoming, and I think we're getting some of the other schools to understand the value. We can't accept that. We have to fight this. And if it means, worst case scenario, we have fewer games on linear television, I don't see us ever not having a linear partner. I know Craig kind of insinuated that in this conversation, but I don't think that will happen. But if we were forced to right now, if we were forced to choose between $1.1 million and playing 5 out of 7 games this year at night, I'd probably pass on the $1.1 million.
Wow. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years. Tom, we know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, if you need a place to put that 1.1, I'll be happy to help you with that.
Well, I don't have a place. I need, and that's the scary part. But it's, you know, you look, I mean, I hate to say this, but we're going to lose a whole generation of fans because they can't come to those big, exciting games that start at 8:30 at night.
Yeah. Tom, we know you're busy, got a lot of things going on. We'll see you tonight over at the game. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
All right. See you, Tom.
There you go, Tom.